This video will show you how to utilize the envelope alarms feature in RioTIC Instruments Rio Server Standard software. There are three ways to reach the envelope alarms options dialog. It can be reached by clicking the button labeled envelope alarms in the configure VMU dialog. It can be reached through the menu item edit, configure sensors, envelope alarm config on the main screen. And it can also be reached by right-clicking a sensor icon on the VMU tree and selecting Configure Envelope Alarms from the dialog. All 8 sensors on the current VMU can be configured in this dialog. You must set up each sensor's alarm values individually. Check the Enabled box to turn on envelope alarms for this sensor. You will only see the alarm trace on the main screen if the envelope alarms are enabled. For any individual sensor, only band alarms or envelope alarms can be enabled. So, if you attempt to enable envelope alarms when band alarms are already enabled, you will get a warning message and have the choice of using either band alarms or envelope alarms. With track RPM checked, the envelope alarm traces will move as RPM from the TAC input changes. Checking the Alarm Email Enabled box allows Rio Server to send emails when an alarm is triggered. If this box is left unchecked, you will not receive emails when envelope alarms happen on this sensor. Checking the Require Local Acknowledgement box requires the user to acknowledge this sensor's envelope alarms. There is also a Require Remote ACK box. Checking this box requires any RioNet viewers who are connected to this VMU to acknowledge this sensor's envelope alarms. The Create Alarm Trace button uses the spectrum defined to the right of this button to create an alarm trace. You can switch between the current reference spectrum or the last spectrum collected. To designate the current reference, select Reference Scan from the Graph menu in the main display. From the drop-down menu, you can select Lock Reference Scan, which will make the spectrum currently being viewed the current reference. When viewing another scan, the reference scan will show up in the main viewer as a spectrum in purple. Envelope width is how wide an alarm level will be around each peak in the source spectrum. Alarm padding is the percentage above the spectrum used to generate the alarm values. Min yellow alarm is the minimum value to set the yellow alarm. You should pick a value based on the noise floor of the system you are monitoring and the tolerance you have for false alarms. Please note this is in units of inches per second. Minimum red alarm is the same as the minimum yellow alarm, but for red alarms. The start frequency is the low frequency cutoff for the alarms when alarm values are created. It defaults to the lowest frequency available in the spectrum, but you may change the number to a higher value if you wish. Signals in the frequencies less than the start frequency will never trigger an alarm, no matter how high the signal gets. Stop is the high frequency cutoff for the alarm values. Checking the Learn Mode On box enables Rio Server's exclusive Learn Mode feature. When this feature is activated, new spectrums that are acquired and cause an alarm will raise rather than issue the alarm. The alarm will be raised to whatever the new spectrum amplitude is plus the percentage listed above in alarm padding. You can see if learn mode is currently activated on a particular sensor by looking at the icon of the sensor in the tree. If an L is visible in the upper right side of the icon, the sensor is in learn mode. The Set Learn Expiration button opens a dialog that allows you to automatically turn off the learn mode at a predetermined time or after a set duration. Depending on the state of the set expiration by switch, you can choose either a number of hours to leave the learn mode on or a date and time that the learn mode will switch off. When choosing a date and time, the number of hours between the current date and time and the expiration date and time is calculated and displayed for you to help assist you in choosing an appropriate expiration date and time. If you choose a duration of 0 or an expiration time that has already passed, then learn mode will be left on permanently until it is manually turned off. The Learn Mode Expiration display shows you the date and time of when this sensor's learn mode will automatically expire. The Temporarily Suspend Alarms checkbox will suspend envelope alarms. If you check this box, you will not receive emails when envelope alarms happen on this sensor. The suspend expiration settings function exactly like the learn mode expiration settings. Thank you for watching this video, and I hope that it will help you in configuring your envelope alarms.